Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed this morning as we move forward in the Word. We're not going back. We're moving ahead. And this morning, I am so thankful, grateful, and blessed to have Mother Valerie, who has a word for you this morning. She will be coming out of the Old Testament today. We have a lot of word, which is why we kind of cut off our introduction this morning. We know that God is in it. And I'm going to tell you, God has given us instructions, some serious basic instruction before leaving earth. And the word that God gave me early this morning as I was studying this lesson is that we have got to get out of the judging spirit. Because only God can judge us, and God will either bless us or he will curse us. But it is God that does it, not us. We're not in charge of anything but doing what's right. Doing what's right before God, doing what's right in our life. And so many times it's hard. We get overwhelmed. We get inundated with so much stuff. I look at my messages. I can't get to them all. It's so many. They come in left and right, and most of them is garbage. And we got to quit letting garbage in. We got to put it out and leave it out. And so many times we want to hold on to what we need to let go of. But the word that God gave me this morning was, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. The children of Israel went through some stuff. But God gave them instruction. If you do X, Y, Z, this is what you will have. If you do A, B, C, this is what you will have. If you do A, B, C, you will be blessed. But if you do X, Y, Z, you're going to be cursed. God gave us everything we needed to do what we must do, to live how we must live. The question is, are we following God or are we following the world? And I tell you, in so many instances, we are following the world. So we got a lot of word this morning. We are going to be coming out of the book of Deuteronomy, and we will be in chapter 27 and 28. And then we will also be in our New Testament and our Psalm. Our Psalm for this morning is the 39th Psalm, verses 12 through 13. We're in Proverbs chapter 13, verses 7 through 8. And our title is coming out of Luke chapter 6. And we will be reading verses 27 through 49 this morning. And I tell you, it is a lot of word to get through. Mother Valerie will be reading our lesson. I will come back in Deuteronomy with the taking God seriously. And it is a life example. Mother Valerie will have life lessons. I will read the life example from Deuteronomy this morning as Mother Valerie reads the word. So let us take it to the throne. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning, filled with your grace and your mercy, thankful, Lord God, that you are gentle and loving toward us through our Savior Jesus Christ. Father God, we lift up this magnificent and mighty word. This basic instruction that we all need, Lord. We all need these instructions that we will get through, that we will know how to behave, how to act in your sight, because your word has not changed, God. We can't add to it and we can't take away from it. We understand that by Jesus' blood, we are under grace, but the word is still the same. There are things that we know we must never do to be blessed, and things that we must do, things we must do not to be cursed. So, Father God, I ask you to please allow the listeners of this word to take it into their heart, to hear it, to know it, to believe it, permeate their hearts, their mind, and their spirits. Father God, let us never take you for granted. For you are our everything. You created us in the womb, Lord God. You knitted us there. You gave us the breath of life when we came into this world. And you will be the one to take the breath from us when we leave it. So, Father God, I ask you to bless Mother Valerie as she goes forth this morning in power. And let her, God, give what she needs to give. Give her, God, everything. Everything, Lord. Her voice, her mind, and her spirit. Take control, Father God, as we both go forth, God, we ask you with humble hearts to please increase Holy Spirit as we decrease. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your holy and divine sight, Father God. For you, Lord God, are our strength, and you, Christ Jesus, are our redeemed. As the word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say, so we say, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Father God, hide us. Hide us in the cliff of the rock as you take control. For you are our God. You are our friend. You are our shepherd. You are the love of our life and the life that we love. And it's in the name of our matchless Savior, none greater than you, Christ Jesus. For you sit on the Father's right hand, interceding for us every moment, every hour, every millisecond. And all we can say this morning is thank you, Father. Thank you, Savior. Holy Spirit, take control. In Jesus' name, amen. Mother Valerie, I turn it over to you.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, people of God. The temperature is 59. It will get up to 63. And man, did it rain hard yesterday. I mean, that rain poured down and thundering, lightning. I turned the TV off and I pulled all the plugs around the house because, you know, with it lightning, as long as it did, it can give you electrical shock. So I just pulled the plugs on everything. Deuteronomy, today is April the 2nd, Deuteronomy 27:1. Now Moses with the elders of Israel command the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you today. And this should be on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God has given you, that you shall set up for yourselves large stones and whitewash them with lime. So write on them all the words of this law when you are crossed over, that you may enter the land which the Lord your God has given you, flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord of your fathers promised you. Therefore, it shall be when you cross over the Jordan that on Mount Ebal you shall set up these stones which I command you today, and you shall whitewash them with lime, and there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use them, and you shall not use an iron tomb on them. You shall build with whole stones the altar of the Lord your God, and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. You shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there, and rejoice before the Lord your God. You shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law. Moses and the priests, Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, take heed and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today. Moses commanded the people on the same day, saying, these shall stand on Mount Gizal, the Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, Benjamin, and these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, curse. Curse is the one who makes a coral or molten image an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. First is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt, and all the people shall say, Amen. First is the one who moves his neighbor, landmark. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who perverts the justice due to strain to the fatherless and widow. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's bed. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly. All the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person. Wow. That's like going to a person and taking money and go slay somebody innocent. That's a hitman. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them. And all the people shall say, Amen. 28. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obeyed the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of the ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your killing bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Then the Lord will command a blessing on you, your houses, and in all to which you set your hand. And he'll bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he swore to you if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord. They shall be afraid of you, and the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord would open to you his good treasures, the heavens to give the rain. I mean, we got so much rain last night. I mean, it continued to rain and thunder. His good treasures, the heaven, to give the rain to your land in its seasons and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord, your God, which I command you today. Careful to observe them. So you should not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. To come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your killing bow. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, produce of your land, increase of your cattle, offspring of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in. Cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hands to do. until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with a consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning, fever, with the sword, with scorching, with mildew. I wonder what that mildew is. Scorching. And they shall pursue you until you perish. And your heavens, which are over your head, shall be bronze. And the earth, which is under you, shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust from the heaven. It shall come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. The carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors, with the scab, and with the itch. You know what? It is better. It is truly, truly better to obey the Lord. You don't want all them curses, the itch and tumors, from which you cannot be healed. You won't be healed. Don't you think it's better to be blessed and obey the Lord? The Lord will strike you with madness, blindness, and confusion of heart. You shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed, plundered continuously, and no one shall save you because no one can come against God. When you are cursed, you are cursed. When you are blessed, you are blessed. You shall betroth a wife, another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you, shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to them. Sons and daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all day long. There shall be no strength in your hand. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually, probably continually until you die, that's what I'm saying, but you shall be driven mad. Because of the sight which your eyes see, the Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils. Isn't it best to obey the Lord your God, which cannot be healed, and from the sole of your feet to the top of your head? The Lord will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods. Wood and stone, my Lord and my God, and you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all nations where the Lord will drive you. You shall carry much seed out to the field, but gather little in for the locusts in it. You shall plant vineyards and tend them, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all your territory, but you shall not anoint yourself with oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Locusts shall consume all your trees and the produce of your land. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever. Because you did not serve the Lord, your God, with joy and gladness of heart, for the abundance of everything. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you, in hunger and thirst and nakedness and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he have destroyed you. Then the Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you will not understand, a nation of fierce contentment, which does not respect the elderly. Wow. Does not show favor to the young, and they shall eat the increase of your livestock and the produce of your land until you are destroyed. They shall not leave you grain or new wine or oil for the increase of your cattle or the offspring of your flocks until they have destroyed you. They shall besiege you at all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trust come down throughout all your land. And they shall besiege you at all your gates throughout all your land which the Lord your God has given you. You shall eat the food of your own body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters. Man, it's best to obey God. You shall eat the food of your own body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you. The sensitive and very refined man among you will be hostile toward his brother, toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the rest of his children whom he leaves behind, so that he will not give any of them the flesh of his children, whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in the siege and desperate straits, in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set the soles of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness, sensitivity, will refuse to the husband of her bosom and to her son and her daughter. The plaything which comes out from between her feet and her children shall she bear, so she will eat them secretly for lack of everything in the siege in desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. It's best to obey. You do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God. Then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sickness. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the disease of Egypt, of which you were afraid. And they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in this book of the law, will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. You shall be left few in number, wherein you were as the stars of the heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. And it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing. And you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all the people from one end of the earth to the other. And there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known. Wood, you're going to serve wood and stone. And among those nations you shall find no rest, nor shall the sole of your feet have a resting place. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, anguish of soul. Your life shall hang in doubt before you go. You shall fear day and night and have no assurance of life. In the morning you shall say, oh, that it was evening. And at evening you shall say, oh, that it was morning, because of the fear which terrifies your heart, and because of the sight which your eyes see. And the Lord will take you back to Egypt in ships by the way of which I said to you, you shall never see it again. And there you should be offered for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves. But no one will buy you. Isn't that amazing? No one will buy you. Life lessons, Deuteronomy 28:3-4. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your land, and the increase of your herds. God left no doubt about the kinds of blessings in store for those who obey him, no matter where we live, what we do, or where we go. If we obey God's commandments, we can be assured of his blessings. I mean, it happened in the Old Testament, and it's happening right now in this day and time. Blessings. Blessings and cursings are still happening even to this day. I mean, God's word is just true. You can look around and see his word is just true. Deuteronomy 28:7. The Lord will curse your enemies who rise against you to be defeated. God spoke these words, people about to learn about the danger of enemies. Yet he assured them and us today that no enemy can withstand his passion in standing up for those who belong to him. Those are the blessing and cursing. And you know what he said? It's different ways, different times, and he repeated it. It was repeated, and God means exactly. God means exactly what he says. Even into this day and age. This was wrote over 2,000 years ago, but it applies to us right now. God is good. He means what he said, and he say what he means. Wow. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Bridget.
Amen. Pastor, you know, Mother Valerie, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Mother Valerie. Oh, great. You know, as you were talking about, basically cannibalism. You know, when we go into the book of Jeremiah chapter 19, it pretty much says what you just read in Deuteronomy. I will make them eat the flesh of their sons and daughters, and they will eat one another's flesh because their enemies will press the seed so hard against them to destroy them.
My God.
And then again, in Ezekiel, it says in Ezekiel 5:10, it says, therefore in your midst, parents will eat their children, and children will eat their parents. We better understand we are in some serious stuff here. You know, because when you have nothing to eat, you will eat whatever you can find. You know, we always love to talk about what we won't do. Well, I won't do that. I wouldn't do that. That's just wrong. Da-da-da. We don't know what they were going through. But I tell you, everything that the Word of God has said, we have seen even in our own time, it come true. We have seen God work. We have seen what God does. And, you know, in Ezekiel, in Jeremiah, in the King, you know, this stuff is talked about. And we need to understand that God is trying to tell us something. He's trying, going down the wrong road. And we need to listen. Listen to the voice of God. Listen to the word of God. And let God work in our life because he does and he will. And, you know, as I was taking, you know, looking at that life example, and thank you for allowing me to come into your spot and read this. And it says in Deuteronomy 28, taking God seriously. So many times we kind of go through and gloss through the word of God. And there are folks that will they won't even cover what we just read, Mother, what you just read. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about cannibalism. They don't talk about what God has said. God is everything that is in this word. He's telling us. He's giving us. You shouldn't be messing around with your mother-in-law and your father-in-law either. You shouldn't be messing around with animals. It's just nasty. You know, folks are doing all kind of nasty stuff, and it's against God. You know, we got to understand there is some stuff, and he has told you. You're going to be cursed. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall you be, shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed, he told us. But he also told us, blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. But what do we have to do to have the blessing? He told us what to do. And Mother, I thank you so much. He said, I command you today that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. And again, Dr. Stanley has said, taking God seriously. Throughout the Bible, there are two kinds of pronouncements that God makes. The first kind is God's absolute declaration. God makes an absolute declaration when he tells us what he will do. As a rule, these acts of God are absolutely independent of any involvement on our part. They are absolute promises that God will see accomplished regardless of our input. For example, God promised our salvation through an absolute declaration. God said in Jeremiah 31:33-34, I will be their God and they shall be my people. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. God provided salvation for us when we had no power to ask for it. Romans 5:8, all things work together for good of those who trust in the Lord. We got to know that.
Amen.
Therefore, God's provision of salvation was made through an absolute declaration. The second kind of proclamation God makes as a conditional statement. These declarations invite us into an active relationship with God. For example, in Deuteronomy 28:1-2, God is speaking to the nation of Israel and getting them ready to go into the promised land. God says, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, to observe carefully all his commandments. He gave us them top 10. If you observe the top 10, everything else, all the rest of the commandments fall into place. If you have no other God, if you don't make graven images, if you don't worship anything that's made by hand or man, come on now. If you honor your parents, if you revere the Sabbath and keep it holy, if you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal, you don't covet, you don't commit adultery, if you do whatever you're not supposed to do, if you don't do those things, if you don't do what God says not to do in his commandments, he already told us it would be well with you, but if you don't, come on now, them curses are coming. And he tells us in this way, Dr. Stanley, thank you, and he says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. In other words, the people of Israel had some input into the outcome. They had a choice in the manner, just like we do today. They could either obey and receive God's blessing, or they could rebel against God and endure his wrath, regardless of whether his promise is conditional or absolute. God will always do exactly what he says he will do. God will always keep his word to us. Unfortunately, we are living in an age when people don't really believe that. Our society often doesn't take God very seriously. However, we as believers must earnestly believe that God will do as he says without exception. Joshua 23:14 proclaims, you know in all your heart and in all your soul that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one word of them has failed. Be assured, his word will never fail. Therefore, today and every day, take God seriously. Trust him for whatever he has promised. He will certainly reward your obedience, and you'll never be disappointed. God has given us an understanding, a And as we go into our psalm this morning, and again, our title for today is to judge not. We got to quit being in the judgy spirit where we think we got it going on and nobody else does. We can't judge. We got to be obedient. And it says to forgive. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Judge not and you shall not be judged. Forgive and you will be forgiven. So many times as we are looking in the word of God, God is even telling us, I will bless you. I will forgive you if you do these things. So who are we to be so judging and unforgiving hearts? We got to love each other. And it says, hear my prayer, O Lord. David speaketh, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears. For I am a stranger with you, a sojourner as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me that I may regain strength before I go away and am no more. David was praying. He said, I'm not leaving this earth without being unforgiven. I'm asking. I'm repenting. I'm asking God to forgive me. Ask for forgiveness. He said, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears. We all have cried to God. At least I hope we have. I know I have many a time, and God has heard my prayer. All I can say is, thank you, Lord. You know exactly what I needed and when I needed it. And in our proverb today, it says, there is one who makes himself rich yet has nothing, and one who makes himself poor yet has great riches. The ransom of a man's life is his riches, but the poor does not hear rebuke. And then as we go into Luke, it says this, 6 verses 27 through 49, which is where our title is coming from this morning. It says, but I say to you, hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. And the flesh of us is saying, I don't know what you're talking about, God, but I cannot forgive Sister Susie. She stepped on my brand new white shoes and left a big old black mark that I cannot get out and didn't even say she was sorry or excuse me. I am never going to forgive her. We can't have that in our spirit. We cannot have that in our spirit. God is telling us, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. And we know there are folks that want to hate you just because of the color of your skin. Want to hate you just because your hair is not like their hair. Your voice is not like their voice. You don't speak the same language they speak. You don't have the same God they have. You don't do this. You don't do that. We got to get over it. Gotta love them. As we like to say sometimes, and don't call it a profanity, we got to love the hell out of some devil. We got to love them to God. And it tells us, bless those who curse you. You know folks that cursed you out. And sometimes those persons that have cursed you out have been your parents. Those persons that have treated you horribly have been your parents. We got to ask God to forgive us and take that hurt away. And, you know, we talk about church hurt, Mother Valerie. And a lot of times folks don't understand church hurt is not the church that's hurting you. It's people. People hurt people.
Amen.
The church is not to blame. Those folks in the church that don't know God, because everybody sitting in the pew may not know the Lord. And that's why we pray. And I love my church. I love the fact that I got a praying pastor. She will pray for you. She will be on her knees in a minute. In the middle of service, she will go and start praying. She prays. She's a prayer warrior. And she's a healer. I know, I've seen her work. I've seen the healing process. I've been healed myself. So we got to understand we cannot be hateful to those that spitefully use us. Been used, been abused, been talked about, been beat down in word and spirit. But God said, God knows everything, and we got to give it to him and let it go. To him who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. That golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? But even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? But even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? But even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Come on now. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. And it is hard. I will not tell a story and say that is not hard, because it is hard. It is hard to love somebody who's mistreated you. It's hard to forgive somebody who's stolen from you. It is hard to forgive. But God has told us that if you go lend some money to somebody, understand, look at it as a gift. So if you don't get it back, your feelings are hurt.
Amen.
Because if you go with it for the money back and you don't get it, then you're all mad and want to be hateful. If you can't afford it, just give it to them, then don't lend it.
Amen.
Don't do it. Because God does not want us to be hateful and hated. He wants us to be loving and kind. And he wants us to give to folks. You know, I try. I don't always have, but most of the time I try to have extra stuff in my work bag, the water, if I have time to put it in there. So that if there is someone that I see that needs something, I will go in my bag and give them water. And at least, if nothing else, a bag of peanuts or a candy bar or a protein bar or a bag of chips or whatever God has put in my heart to put in my bag, even maybe it might be an apple or a banana or an orange, whatever. And we do that not because we want something bad. We do it because it's the right thing to do. Because we never know, there by the grace of God, we could be homeless. We could be houseless. There by the grace of God, we could be without. We got to give to others and don't look at it as giving back, getting, I need this back. We got to treat people the way we want to be treated. Because one day I might not have and you do, and you give to me. So I thank God for that. And it says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. But give, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. What you do, if you throw a rock, that rock just might come back thrown at you. Remember as little kids, Mother Valerie, we used to have snowball fights, and you grab a snowball and you hit somebody with it. And the next thing you know, it's on and popping, and snowballs are flying here, there, and everywhere. And it's fun until somebody puts a rock in the snowball, and it hurts somebody. We got to be careful. What we do, how we treat
Amen.
Each other, how we love each other. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, runneth over will be put into your bosom. But he tells us before he gives us anything that we can't be judging. I can't judge you, and you can't judge me. I can't judge you because your clothes may not be as clean as they need to be. But maybe I don't understand. You don't have a washing machine, and you don't have the money to go to the laundromat. So why am I sitting here judging you when I don't know your story? As the alabaster box song, you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. I don't know what you're going through. So I need to keep my judging tongue behind my teeth. Someone does wrong to you, you got to let it go and give it to God. But what does he say? Vengeance is mine. I can't walk around with a vengeful spirit. I'm going to get in. I'm going to get her. You can't do it. Let it go. Shake it off. Give it to God and move forward in your life. Let God handle your problem today, tomorrow, every day. And it says, and he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. I thank God for our teacher. I thank God for my pastor. I thank God for our weekly meetings where we are learning, where we are in training. You don't know everything. Every day when Mother Valerie and I come in and open up the word of God, we are learning. We are being taught the word just like you. Because there's stuff I may have read the whole Bible many a time. Time I open it up, I learn something new. And I can't do nothing more than say, thank you, God, for teaching me. And it says, why do you look at the speck? This is one we talk about all the time, Mother Valerie, in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye. Mother Valerie, I can't tell you about that speck in your eye when I got this big old plank hanging out of my own, which lets you know I can't see clearly. Come on now. Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye when you yourself, come on now, do not see the plank that is in your own eye. I can't even get to you to remove the speck in your eye when I got the big plank in mine, because I won't be able to get close because my plank is going to get you upside the head. Come on now. And it goes on to say, hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly. Come on, Jesus, speak to us. To remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Come on now. And if all you hear coming out of that tongue is negativity, hatefulness, distrust, talking about everybody and their brother and their sister, cousin, and the kids down the street about how they this and that. You know, boo-boo and them, they kids are just so bad. I can't stand them kids. I can't stand. I didn't like boo-boo back in the day, and I don't like his kids, his grandkids, or his great-grandkids. They all just so, I just can't stand it. We got to get out of that mess because somebody may be talking about you. We got to stop it. Negativity coming out of the mouth, even it's coming out of the mouth. You know, when you have, just think about Resurrection Sunday and how one person will speak a blessing and another person ain't got nothing to do but curse and talk about themselves. Who is more a godly person? The person that is speaking blessings or the person that don't have nothing good to say about anything or anybody? So why do you choose evil over good? We got to be careful. We got to watch as well as pray. It says, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house with a who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat venomously against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat venomously, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Thank God every day that he gives you grace. And in Luke 6:35, it says he is kind to the unthankful and evil. If God were not kind to the unthankful and evil, where would any of us be? Come on now. God will always judge sin, but he most desires that we turn from our sin and come to him so that he can bless us and not judge us. We are not God. We do not have the right to judge anybody. All we can do is speak truth to power, but let the judgment be with God. Because believe me, God's judgment is going to be a lot harsher than ours. We wonder why folks are going through, because you was playing with God. You was playing with God. You don't play with God. Because I'm going to tell you, God will beat your behind, and all your dirt will come to light. Luke 6:44, every tree is known by his own fruit. What kind of fruit do you bear? How would your coworkers describe you, your next-door neighbor, your family? If you feel dissatisfied either with the quality or the amount of your fruit, what can you do about it? We got to learn how to pray. I was looking at my prayer tree this morning. Well, not this morning, yesterday. And, I mean, it's got some of the prettiest white flowers on it. I mean, it is just beautiful. And I'm saying, ooh, Lord, does that mean I'm going to have a good fruit this year? That my tree, my pear tree is going to bear some good old pears. Because this year did bear some good pears last year. They were so sweet and good and just tasty. And I'm like, ooh, Lord, I'm looking at that tree. I'm like, Lord, please. Don't let it be like the fig tree where it has all this pretty and don't have nothing. I love pears, and I'm praying for God to give me a bountiful pear tree this year that I can share pears with others. I believe that God will, because he knows that I'm going to share. Thanking God again for this word this morning. We've got to be careful. God has already given us an understanding of the judgments that will come. The curses as well as the blessings. And the question for this morning is, what will you receive, blessings or curses? I want the blessings of Abraham. And it says, prone to wander is our prayer this morning. Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. Jeremiah 10:23 says, all knowing God, you alone see the scope of my life, the end from the beginning, as I journey with you, choosing paths to walk and ways to turn. My comfort is in knowing that you are with me every single step. Even when I wander from your ways, you are there. There is nowhere I could go where you are not. There is no path I could tread that is unfamiliar to you. Even so, this life is not my own. Direct my steps so that no matter the twist or turns the road may take, it leads me to your kingdom in the end. I trust you, Lord. You are the ultimate God. You have all the wisdom I could ever need. Fill me anew today with the power of your presence. In this very moment, I know that I have not wandered beyond your mercy. Thank you for your grace that empowers me to press into you. When I want to run away, you are good. Break down every lie that says otherwise. And the question this morning as I get into a word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, when you feel far from where you think you should be, what gives you hope? And I say, prayer and knowing that God is hearing me. He hears everything. He hears my supplication. He knows my heart, and he knows that I need him every hour and every moment of every day. All I can say is thank you, God. And a word for my sister this morning is this: to be strong in the Lord, you have to be strong in faith. Come on, Sister Carolyn. Hearing the word of God strengthens your faith. Have a word talk Tuesday. And Mother Valerie, thank you for teaching the word this morning. Thank you, God, for giving us the word this morning. And I'm going to open the line. On yesterday, we had a testimony, and I want to open the line for the testimony to go forth. Minister Shannon, I am opening up your line to give your testimony because God is working. And as we just read in our word, that he is with you. He will never let you wander off your path. So Shannon, Evangelist, can you take us, give us your testimony and take us to the throne as we depart this morning? Again, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I turn it over to Evangelist Shannon. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, Pastor Bridget. Praise the Lord, Mother Minister Valerie.
Praise the
God
Lord.
God is still good. He's gooder than good. He's greater than great. The second day to walk 4 miles to take my grandbaby to her bus stop. Today is raining. Hallelujah. But you know I thank God for the rain anyhow because it's blessings from heaven up on the earth. But on yesterday, the first day walking out, I have a vision impairment. I have 20/50 in my right eye. When I step outside, it's dark. It's 5:45 a.m. It's dark. So it's kind of like I can't see total detail. And so I use my cane. I ask God to lead me and guide me by his light in the darkness. And so God bless us there to and fro safely. As I was coming back, I realized I was in the middle of the street. But God blessed me to get over to the curve. And then there's a street that comes off the highway, the expressway. It's a very busy street. But God blessed me to cross. There was no cars coming or going on yesterday and today. So I'm truly grateful for God leading and guiding me and encamping his angels, because he assigns us an angel from heaven to protect us. So as I travel back home today in the rain, God blessed me to make it home safely. I was a little later than usual, but he blessed me to make it to my destiny home safely.
Amen.
And I'm grateful and thankful, truly grateful, and I'm thankful. And I'm highly favored by God because I could not do it without him. No one knows what it's like not to be able to see nothing but darkness. But I know, because when I lost my sight 2.5 years, for 2.5 years I couldn't see nothing but darkness. Hallelujah. But I thank God for my sister in Christ and my grandchildren. They led me around just like I was 2 years old. But God, he has restored my sight to see his trees and his sky and see the color of cars in the daytime. Hallelujah. So I'm just grateful and thankful, hallelujah, that I am no longer naturally blind. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
Glory to God. Minister Shannon, take us out this morning in prayer. Take us to the throne.
Heavenly Father, I come unto you in the name of Jesus with a true heart.
as humble as I possibly can, Father God, thanking you for this new day, new grace and new mercies. Thanking you for waking us up this morning. Thanking you for blessing, hallelujah, Pastor Bridges and Minister, hallelujah, Mother Valerie, to move forward, to present your word, to read your word, to, hallelujah, apply your word, hallelujah, to your people, those that may have a Bible, those that may not have a Bible, Father God, but have an ear gate to hear the voice of God and a heart to receive it. So, Father God, I ask you to give them godly wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, that they will apply to your commands and your commandments, your statutes, your decree, hallelujah, your basic information before leaving earth, because we can't go wrong. It's life. It's truth. It's abundant life. It's eternal life. It's everlasting life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that as we depart, hallelujah, and each and every one, hallelujah, travels, or whether they just stay at home, Lord, that you would dispatch your angels from heaven to encamp around them to protect them from all harm, hurt, and danger, because greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. And we say together, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking us to the throne, evangelist. Thank you, Mother Valerie, for taking us into the word of God. Thanking God for this word. Thanking God for Dr. Stanley and this wonderful Bible. God is good all the time. And all we can say is thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I say to you as you go through this day, as Sister Carolyn has so eloquently put it this morning, be strong in the Lord. And be strong in the Lord. You have to be strong in faith. To be strong in the Lord, you have to be strong in faith. Hearing the word of God strengthens your faith. Have a word taught Tuesday. And we leave you with the word of God. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Be blessed, and watch God do what he does. As you offer blessings, remember, God gives blessings forevermore. All we have to do is believe. It's a wrap. It's a wrap, y'all.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.